Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This episode is brought to you by you. That's right, you, the listener. Without you help supporting this podcast, this site, we wouldn't be able to bring it to you. So deeply appreciated for all of those who have already supported. And if you want to help support OTR Westerns, please go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/donate. And donate as little or as much as you feel like donating. Really appreciate it. Let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is November 11th, 1942, and the title is Thieves Fall Out. Hope you enjoy.
Speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! I'm Silver! Away!
Dust laid purple fingers over the prairie. Deep in the valley, the gathering shadows fell across a small cafe in the outskirts of Prairie Flat. It glowed like a firefly in the darkening night. Outside, looking in, were two men. One wore a white sombrero and a black mask. The other was an Indian.
It's Dutch Collins, Tonto. One of the three men we've been hunting.
Ah.
That means the other two can't be far away.
Why him sit at table with the sheriff?
I don't know yet.
We go in cafe?
I'm going in, Tonto. There's a man watching Dutch and the sheriff from the bar.
Ah. Me see him. Him look like outlaw.
He may start trouble. I want you to watch what happens from here. I'll try to overhear what Dutch and the sheriff are saying.
Emerging from the night into the lights of the cafe, the Lone Ranger quietly and unobtrusively made his way to the bar, not far from where the man he and Tonto had seen was standing. Meanwhile, the sheriff and Dutch Collins conferred.
What'd you want to see me about, Dutch?
Sheriff, you've been anxious to get the goods on me for a long time.
Yeah, and on them two polecat partners of yours, Lance McCary and Kansas Myers.
They ain't no partners of mine.
Oh, had it fallen out, eh?
How'd you like to put them polecats behind bars, Sheriff?
What do you mean?
I helped them two on every job they pulled. Give me a clean bill and I'll spill everything.
A squealer, huh?
Well, I don't like your choice of words, Sheriff.
What's behind your scheme, Dutch?
Them thieving coyotes cheated me out of my share in the ranch. I'm aiming to get even.
I suspected McCary and Myers were the ringleaders, and they just carried you along to be useful. Now give me proof and I'll guarantee you leniency. You might even get a pardon.
I got the proof right here.
Oh, written confession, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I guess even them two slippery gents won't squirm out of this evidence.
Yes, what's the idea?
Habit of mine.
Yeah, well, I don't like your habits.
It's Loudane. Give me that confession, Sheriff.
Talking big is a habit with you. I don't care for yours either, Dane.
You low-down coyote.
Loudane's got his guns out, Sheriff. And the masked man didn't even move to draw his.
Put up them guns, Dane.
Keep out of this, Sheriff. I'm going to teach this hombre to use a civil tongue.
Dane, shut off the lights. Barkeep, light them extra lamps.
Get off out here. Hold it down.
In the darkness that followed the gunshots, all was confusion in the cafe. Although at the time the Lone Ranger didn't know it, Dutch was the first to leave. Hot on his trail was Dane, the man who had picked an argument with the Lone Ranger and then shot out the lights. It was but a matter of seconds until the barkeep had lighted the extra lamps and restored order. Leaving the cafe, the masked man hurried to the saddle shed where Tonto was waiting with Silver and Scout.
Tonto.
You safe. Me wonder why you not draw guns.
Dane planned that quarrel. I knew he had no reason to shoot me. Especially with the sheriff present.
That's right.
He was after Dutch.
Him chase Dutch out of cafe. Them ride that way.
Dane means to kill Dutch, Tonto. Here, Silver.
Come, Scout.
Say, big fella. Dane wants that confession, Kemosabe. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
As the powerful stallion and the sturdy paint raced into the night on the trail of the two outlaws, Dane whipped his horse in an effort to catch the fleeing figure of Dutch Collins.
Get up there! Get up there, you ornery cayuse! If you let that squealing polecat get away, I'll have your hide! Get up! Get up there!
Suddenly, he saw his quarry's horse stumble and fall.
He can't get away now! Ho, ho there! Ho! Think I'd catch up with you, huh, Dutch?
Yellow-livered
coyote.
My leg, it's broken.
Ain't that too bad? Maybe I ought to put you out of your misery, huh, Dutch?
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't, huh? Lance McCary and Kansas Myers would pay me plenty for that paper you wrote telling all about him. But not if you live to write another.
I won't talk. I'll tear it up.
And cheat me out of a chance to earn some money? It ain't very thoughtful of you, Dutch.
The sheriff, he'll hang you.
He'll have to find you first, Dutch. I'm aiming to see that he don't.
Give me a chance, Dane. I'll do anything you say, anything.
That's mighty generous of you, Dutch. Mighty generous.
A gunshot, Tonto.
It sound round them.
Dane must have caught up with Dutch. There they are.
Him search Dutch.
Yes, he's after the paper. Come on, Silver.
Get him on his count.
As the great white stallion and the sturdy paint raced around the bend, their two riders saw Lud Dane kneeling beside the still figure of Dutch Collins. His hands were busily searching his victim's pockets for the telltale confession. Then as he heard the thundering hoofs of the powerful stallion and the wiry paint approaching, he quickly mounted his horse and whipped him away.
Hold, Silver, hold.
Let's go.
Dane made his getaway, Tonto.
Him shoot at us. We not chase him?
We'll attend to him later. Important thing now is Dutch's confession. We intercepted Dane before he could get it.
Dane shoot Dutch.
Yes, Tonto. Right to the heart. Here, I better look for that paper. Here it is.
You find it, huh?
Yes, it's torn. Half the confession's gone. Not a match, Tonto. Yes, it's all torn.
Yeah.
This portion identifies Lance McCary and Kansas Myers as outlaws. A half-bearing Dutch's signature is missing.
Maybe Dane take it.
No, Tonto, I found this paper in Dutch's pocket. We didn't give Dane a chance to take it. I wonder.
What you think?
When Dane shut out the lights in the cafe, Dutch was holding the paper. Perhaps the sheriff grabbed the other half from his hand when Dutch ran.
Oh.
Each part of the confession is worthless without the other. We've got to match them.
And what do we do now?
First, we'll take care of our friend here, Kemosabe. Then we'll ride to Prairie Flat and check with the sheriff.
At the Lazy Bee Ranch, not far from town, Lance McCary and Kansas Myers listened with growing apprehension to a description of the cafe incident and the chase by Lud Dane.
You mean you killed Dutch and didn't even stop to take the confession from him?
Well, I tell you, Kansas, the masked man didn't give me the chance.
Who is this masked hombre, Dane?
Well, I don't know, Lance. I never saw him before tonight.
Was he riding a white horse?
Yeah. Had an engine with him, too.
An engine?
What are you getting at, Lance?
Kansas, we better start packing right now.
What do you mean?
The masked hombre's a Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger?
I heard he was hunting us, but since we turned respectable, I didn't think he'd find our trail.
Here we get ourselves the finest ranch in Prairie Flat. By the biggest herd of longhorns in the state. We come on this common, and this happens.
We should have shot Dutch in the first place, instead of letting him pull the stake.
That must be the masked man now.
Yeah, over the paper Dutch wrote naming us as outlaws.
Dane, get out of sight.
Sure, Kansas.
If he tries to jail us, let him have it.
Right.
I'll go, Lance.
Take it easy, Kansas. Don't go gun wild.
Howdy, Kansas. Lance.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Kind of late for calling, ain't it, Sheriff?
You boys seem a mite nervous. Expecting somebody?
No. Who would we be expecting?
Maybe Lud Dane.
Lud Dane?
You seem surprised, Kansas. As if you didn't know Dane went gunning for Dutch Collins tonight.
Why would he want to do that, Sheriff?
Because Dutch wrote a confession identifying you two with more crimes than I got fingers. And Dane knew you'd pay handsome to get it.
You got us wrong, Sheriff. We're respectable common.
You don't fool me, Kansas. I've had you two hombres marked from the beginning.
Dutch Collins lied about us, Sheriff. He was sore because we'd bought up his share of the ranch.
Save it, Lance. I came here to put my cards on the table.
What do you mean?
Dane shut out the lights in the cafe tonight to get a chance at Dutch. When Dutch ran, I grabbed at the paper and it tore.
You mean...
I've got half the confession. And I figure Dane caught up with Dutch and killed him for the other half.
But what are you getting at, Sheriff?
I can't prove anything against you without that other half, Savvy.
Yeah.
But I'm aiming to find Lud Dane before he finds you. When I do, I'll have all the proof I need.
You don't scare us, Sheriff.
Well, I'd better. I'm inviting you boys to move on before I complete the evidence against you.
And leave this ranch and all them steers behind? You must be loco.
Lance, I'm giving you a choice. Save your steers or save your necks.
And you save your breath, Sheriff. We ain't pulling out.
You said it, Kansas.
Well, have it your way, boys. But just remember, you can't take them steers to prison with you. Pleasant dreams.
You can come out now, Dane.
We got some tall scheming to do, Kansas. If the masked man matches his half of the paper with the sheriff's half, we're cooked.
There ain't going to be another half for him to match, Lance.
What do you mean?
Yeah. What are you getting at, Kansas?
A couple of days ago, I was riding the trail and saw where Larry Kirk had passed. He dropped his gun.
Sheriff Kirk's son?
Yeah. The kid's initials were on the handle.
Well, what about it?
6 months back, the sheriff's son was held for murder.
Sure, I testified against him. But he was never proved guilty.
He was never proved against anybody else, either.
What's on your mind, Kansas?
If the kid was accused of another murder, folks wouldn't let him off so easy.
Yeah.
To save his neck, he'd likely fall over himself, getting the sheriff's half of Dutch's confession for us.
But nobody's accused him of murder.
With a kid's gun in our possession, that shouldn't be hard to arrange, Lance.
Yeah.
An hour later, Larry Kirk rode slowly toward Lud Dane's shack near the Lazy Bee Ranch. As he drew close to his destination, he tried to puzzle out the meaning of the note that had been slipped under his door not long before.
Hanged if I know why Dane's so anxious to see me tonight. What if he did find me shooting iron? Just as well have waited till tomorrow. Well, this looks like it might be the shack. Oh, boy, whoa, 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 whoa. I guess I might as well go in and get this mystery over with.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
What the... Dane. Dane! Dane!
Dane, what's happened? Dane, who shot you? He's gone.
Put up your hands, Kirk.
What the... I got you covered, Kirk. Make a move and we'll drill you.
How'd you get here?
I heard the shot.
By the kid's drill nut, Dane, Kansas.
I didn't shoot him.
No? Here's your gun on the floor.
My gun?
Got your initials on it.
Oh, but
I can't talk your way out of this murder, Kirk. This time you put a noose around your neck.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
To continue our story. Dazed by the accusation against him, Larry Kirk tried desperately to defend himself.
I tell you, Dane sent for me to come here.
Did he ask you to bring your gun with you?
Well, that's why he sent for me. He wanted to give me the gun.
But you gave Dane the gun instead, huh, kid? Bullet first.
Why would I want to kill Lud Dane?
Because he testified against you that time you was up for murder.
Oh, but
you were pretty bitter about it.
Well, yes,
so
but...
you swore to get revenge.
No.
Yeah. You killed Dane to get even for what he said about you to the judge.
That's a lie.
Tell that to the judge.
I guess this time you're due to have your neck stretched by a rope, kid. Nobody's going to believe you innocent a second time.
I didn't kill him. You got to believe me.
I hate to see a kid like you slated for the noose.
Yeah. It'll break your poor pa's heart.
I guess he'll have to turn in his star. Folks won't cotton to a sheriff with a convicted murderer for a son.
I'm innocent, I tell you.
Well, maybe we can fix it so as nobody will know.
Yeah. You being just a kid...
What do you mean?
Well, Lance and me are the only witnesses to the killing.
You didn't witness it. You got here after Dane was shot.
Yeah, there's no sense splitting hairs, Larry.
What are you getting at?
Well, it would save us a lot of trouble and your pa a lot of grief, Larry.
Not to mention your life.
If you did us a little favor as a reward for not turning you in.
What kind of favor?
Your pa has a piece of paper we're anxious to get for ourselves.
Oh, ain't even a whole piece of paper, just a half of it.
What's on the paper?
Just a few words. Maybe Dutch Collins' signature.
Dutch Collins?
You won't have any trouble recognizing it.
You bet I won't. That's the confession Dutch signed against you two that Paul told me about.
Since you know so much, kid, maybe you know where he keeps it.
Well, what if I do?
It's your life or a piece of paper, Larry.
You want me to get it for you. Is that it?
That's it, Larry.
And if I don't?
Your pa will see his son hang for murder.
I reckon I'm beginning to see the light now. You two murder Dane yourselves, and you're framing me for it.
Who'd believe that, kid? It's our word against yours, 2-1. And the slug in Dane is from your gun.
You don't give me any choice.
You mean you'll do it?
Yes.
Tonight?
Well, can't it wait till tomorrow?
No. Tomorrow's too late.
All right.
We'll wait for you here.
Yeah. We'll give you till daybreak. If you ain't back with the paper by then, you hang.
Get up, horse.
Lance and Kansas stood in the doorway and watched the sheriff's son ride away until he had disappeared over the horizon. If Larry were in the cabin now, he would have seen a strange sight. The apparently lifeless body of Dane suddenly showed signs of animation. In fact, Dane opened his eyes, yawned, stretched his legs, and rolled over just as the other two outlaws walked back into the room. It was Lance who broke the silence.
We put it over, Kansas.
Yeah, the kid fell for it like a ton of bricks.
Is he gone?
Yeah. You can get up now, Dane.
That floor was getting mighty hard.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had ridden after Dane when he left the cafe in pursuit of Dutch. They arrived too late. Dutch was dead, and his murderer had made a clean getaway. But upon searching through Dutch's clothes, the masked man and the Indian had discovered the other half of the all-important confession note, and they decided to ride at once to the sheriff in Prairie Flat. The land between the spot on the trail where they found Dutch and the sheriff's home was hilly and rocky, and it was nearly dawn before they rode past the cafe and down the main street of the town. Tonto was in doubt as to whether or not they should attempt to rouse the sheriff at such an early hour.
We talk with Sheriff now.
Yes, Tonto. Sooner we match the torn halves of Dutch's confession, sooner we'll capture the outlaws.
Sure, maybe not half, other half.
Then we'll have to search further. Yeah, here's the house. Whoa, Silver.
Hold on, hold on.
Easy.
He make light upstairs.
He's opening the window.
What do you want?
Want to talk to you, Sheriff.
This time of night? Oh,
good. He's coming, Dotto, although he doesn't like to be disturbed at this time of night.
That's right. Him heap mad.
What in thunder do you mean, knocking on a man's door this time of night? By Juniper, the mask man.
We'll talk inside, Sheriff.
And an Injun. I'm aiming to arrest you for disturbing the peace, stranger. After what happened tonight at the cafe.
That's what I came to see you about. Have you the other half of this paper?
Jumping Jehoshaphat, where'd you get this?
From the body of Dutch Collins.
The body?
Dutch is dead, Sheriff. Dane shot him.
I knew it. I just knew. But you said you took it from the body.
Tonto and I arrived in time to frighten Dane away before he found the paper. When I saw it was torn, I thought you might have the other half.
I do. I grabbed it out of Dutch's hand just as he ran.
The paper you have must bear Dutch's signature.
Yeah. And this piece identifies Lance McCary and Kansas Myers with every low-down crime they could get their fingers into.
We've no time to waste, Sheriff. Dane must have warned the outlaws. They may try to escape.
The paper with the signature's my safe. We'll go into my office and get it. Hey, what's that?
Came from your office, Sheriff. Come on.
There he goes. The safe's been opened. The paper with the signature's gone. Oh, blast the critter. And me with nothing on but a nightshirt. Doggone it, stranger. Hey, where are you?
Close on the trail of the mysterious marauder thundered the great horse Silver. His long, muscled legs settled into a swift, powerful stride that magically narrowed the gap between the masked man and his quarry.
Come on, Silver! Right up or I'll rope you!
I can't!
Pull up your horse! Your last chance!
Stay back or I'll shoot!
All right, Silver, come on, big fella!
Let me alone, I tell you! You'll get more of the same if you don't...
Hurry enough! I don't want to pull you from the saddle!
All right, Jimmy, whoa, whoa!
Whoa, Silver, whoa.
What do you want with me anyway?
You stole a paper from the sheriff's safe. Now I want... Now you're the sheriff's son.
What if I am?
Why did you steal from your father?
Mask, you're an outlaw yourself. You better quit questioning me or the sheriff will catch us both.
The sheriff won't be able to get here for a few minutes yet. Now, you haven't answered my question, Larry.
I'm not going to either.
What does Dutch Collins' confession mean to you?
Nothing. Well, I mean...
McCary and Myers made you steal it.
How'd you know? That is...
Why, Larry?
They framed me for murder.
Whose murder?
Lud Dane's.
And you didn't kill him?
No, I was just riding up when the shot was fired. I found him with a bullet wound in his forehead.
Where are you supposed to take the paper?
To Dane's cabin. Oh, my father's coming. He'll find me.
Larry, deliver this paper to McCary and Myers just as they planned.
But if I...
don't ask questions. Everything will be all right.
The way you say it, I guess maybe it will. Get up, horse. Come on, get up.
Dawn was beginning to break over the mountains with a pale blue mist. In the growing light and the eerie stillness of the newborn day, three men waited in Dane's cabin, impatiently, apprehensively. Kansas absently shuffled and reshuffled a deck of cards. Lance nervously paced the floor of the tiny shack. And Dane whistled a slow tune that seemed to mock their predicament.
All right, that's enough of that whistling, Dane.
You getting nervous, Lance?
Yeah, who wouldn't be? It's daybreak. The kid ain't showed yet.
What if his old man cut him stealing the paper?
What if he did?
Well, if the kid says we sent him for it, the sheriff will most likely believe him.
He'll say we framed him. And we'll show the Sheriff Dane here as alive as ever, and the kid'll sound downright foolish.
That's right.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah, cut him, will you? We won't save our own necks if we don't get that paper.
Listen. Who's that?
It's a kid.
Can you see?
No, but who else would be riding this road this time of the morning?
Get back on the floor again, Dane. We don't want the kid to learn the truth now.
Here he comes.
Whoa, boy, whoa, whoa, boy, whoa, whoa. Whoa there.
Did you get it, kid?
Give me a chance to get my wind.
How'd you begin, Larry?
My paw started for the safe of the mess, man, while I was getting the paper. The
Lone Ranger.
Who?
Never mind that. Did you get the paper?
Before I say, I want to know how you're going to cover up the murder.
You don't have to worry about that. Dane was working for us. We'll just make the body disappear and say he pulled stakes.
Yeah. Heard of a better job.
Well, give us the paper.
I'll hold your horses. Here it is.
Yeah, it's the paper, all right, Kansas.
Yeah. See, there's where Dutch signed his name.
Yeah, the sheriff can't pin anything on us now.
I'll take that paper, Lance.
The masked man.
The sheriff.
Don't let him get it, Lance. Tear it up. Beat it.
All right, I'll...
You don't need paper. Me take it.
As Lance attempted to tear the confession and scatter its pieces so that it could never serve as evidence against him in Kansas for their crimes, Tonto leaped to intercept him. His lean, brown hand shot out and gripped the outlaw's wrist. For a tense moment, they struggled for possession of the paper. Then slowly, inexorably, the Indian forced it from the outlaw's grasp.
He got it.
Good work, Tonto.
I warned you two thieving polecats to leave town. Now I'm putting you behind bars.
You got no proof.
Think again, Kansas. The masked man's got the missing half of Dutch Collins' confession. I'm matching that with a paper the engine just took from McCary, and the case is a closed book.
You can't send us up without sending your son, too.
What's that?
Lud Dane was shot last night, and Larry did it.
It's a lie, Paul. These men framed me.
You don't tear up that confession, Sheriff. Lance and me will testify that your son's a murderer.
That won't be necessary.
What do you mean, stranger?
Dane isn't dead.
Isn't dead, but...
You can stop acting now, Dane.
Oh, you blasted coyote!
Yes?
Oh, what a wallop. Right in the jaw.
But how'd you know he wasn't dead?
That stain on his forehead to resemble a bullet wound must have been very effective in the dark, Larry. But they couldn't fake a bullet hole for it to get by in daylight.
We won't forget this, masked man.
We'll get you someday.
Not where you're going, Kansas. Put the handcuffs on him, Larry.
With pleasure.
Hey, masked man's riding away.
Not the masked man, Paul. The Lone Ranger.
The Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And send the show an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.